This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Be part of the conversation. Call Power Up on 0861-987-000.
At 23 minutes to 6, Power Up on Power 98.7. Now we are talking. We're going to catch up with Takalani Madzadzi, CEO of Ashanti AI. And we are talking about artificial intelligence being just another weapon, if one can put it that way, in the war against COVID-19. Now, South Africa started out with 3 COVID-19 cases, then 7, then 13, 16. And now we are fast approaching the 2,000 mark. How can artificial intelligence help to predict the complex outcomes of the situations? And could it be the answer, artificial intelligence, in this regard? In our earlier conversation with Pedro, Pedro was saying that the problem with South Africa having a 100% lockdown is that we cannot achieve that because there are no systems in South Africa that are able to track each and every South African and be able, let's say the government decides, okay, after 21 days, we are continuing with the lockdown for another month. But in that time, we are going to give each and every South African citizen 5,000 rand. How are they going to track? And is this where things like artificial intelligence comes in? To tell us more about it, is Takalani Madzadzi.
Enda, how are you? I'm good.
And thank you very much for taking time to talk to us. So AI, artificial intelligence, so there is artificial intelligence out there.
There is. Good morning to your listeners as well.
Sure.
Just to explain what artificial intelligence is, just in a simple term, sure, so everyone understands. Basically, artificial intelligence, people shouldn't think of robots or like the future or like iRobot, the movie. So they should just basically think of it as a way in which, given the information that, or given data, like historical data, what is the quickest way to make a decision? So you should look at it. And then in terms of how AI can help in this context or what you're doing, I think it will be more applicable in basically from a diagnostic perspective. So I'm not sure if everybody is aware of like Professor Chidizim, the UJ Chancellor, so Vice Chancellor. So what would then happen is that because now we actually know how so we've got enough data in terms of like how the chest or like the lungs of people who've been infected with this virus basically look like. So basically, you can just basically use AI to then say, okay, if the lungs of a person that I have now, that I have not taken the test of, looks like this, is infected or not. Basically, then AI would then basically then say yes or no, because we know the history.
I see. So it's like just creating things, lack of a better phrasing again, that will help in maybe detecting like what they did in China, where they did a helmet that was specifically built for officers to wear, and that helmet could screen people. You know, you didn't have to take out a machine. So are you talking about things like that that will make things a little bit easy to control, check, and give accurate information about COVID-19?
And in terms of that's a perfect example where you then basically like we've got enough data now. We've got China has given us enough data. We've got enough data from Europe, and now we're going to have a lot of data from the US that we can use as well in Africa to then basically help with the screening and the detecting of the virus. Also, I think just to answer, go back to your question in terms of like predicting where people are vulnerable and stuff. So you can use AI, obviously, to do that in terms of that. Okay, so we now know, I'm stand to be corrected, I'm not as expert in this, that if I'm more likely, let's say I get the virus, right? I'm more likely on average to infect plus or minus seven people. And then if that is the case, and if we know, let's just say like the patient zero in KZN, right? So patient zero in KZN, we know that on average it takes, you infect seven people, and then now you can say, okay, so I've got person X, and then this person should have infected seven people around them, and the next person should have infected seven people around them, and then you can then basically project going forward how the disease is going to spread. And I think that's where it helps, where AI, if you can call it that, helps with the planning from a health, health department perspective, or like, what do we need to have? So that's why there's a drive for these ventilators and all of those things.
And I mean, so as Ashanti AI, what are the possibilities, opportunities in that regard to play in this field of AI and dealing with artificial intelligence? Are you looking into that? Is it something that you're looking into?
Yeah. So for the Ashanti AI, so remember, so we're not a health tech startup. What has happened is that this COVID-19 has basically changed the world. So we're in the post COVID world now, as we stand now. So there are a lot of things that have changed, and basically we need to understand that. So, for example, online ordering, right? Mm-hmm. So online ordering is going to be the thing. Using Zoom and Microsoft Teams is going to be the thing. So we're trying to make sure that, how do you make sure that those people who are offering those services basically are smarter, so and are more, and actually can make sure that they can serve their clients much better. So, for example, for online ordering, so you do know you've got your Zoozies, you've got your One Card, and all of those things. So, how do you make sure that if Zoozy says they're going to give you your groceries within 30 minutes, right? We need to make sure that they're actually able to do that. So that's how Ashanti is taking advantage of that, and basically predicting what if we're around where's power? Boko Rose Ben go around that area.
Houghton, yeah.
Houghton. So if people around Houghton are ordering only on Wednesday, and they're only the beggars and everything like that, so how do you make sure that we've got enough people and there's enough cars and enough delivery things, and the restaurants are ready for Houghton people to be when it's like, okay, it's better day today. So so that's how we're helping. We're not pivoting to any startup. Yeah.
So, do you think that South Africans have warmed up or are warming up to this whole thing, artificial intelligence, Takalan? For instance, a thing like Siri, ki artificial intelligence, is it not?
Yes, it is.
I mean, Maubane, I don't know what I was talking. I was saying something in Xitsonga on the show, and my phone is right in front of me. I don't know what Siri had, and then she started responding while I was on air, you know?
So there's the conscious part of us warming up to it, and basically, and also just the world moving into that era, if you call it. And I think the COVID-19 situation has just accelerated, right? So you can look at it as a catalyst. So this is basically like a catalyst to us going there. So whether you like it or not, AI is here, and it's here to basically manage how we live. So it's a matter of like how we're then going to accept it as a society. In South Africa, even in corporate, it's a matter of understanding what it is. I think we're not there yet, but after this, I'm telling you, people will be very conscious, and they'll be conscious of it. Whether they'll accept it or not, I think it's a different story altogether.
And just finally then, Takalani, where do people go to find out a little bit more information about you guys as a company?
Okay, so our website is www.ashanti.ai. So they can go and find out, we've got a whole lot of information about us. And if anyone is interested or if they want to talk to me, they can just email me directly. So that's takalanim@ashanti.ai.
Takalani, thank you very much for talking to us. Appreciate your time.
No, thank you. No, thanks a lot, Wena. And then have a good day further. And everyone, keep safe.
Absolutely. Takalani Matsadzi talking to us there about artificial intelligence and how it can help. And as I said, giving that example of what happened in China, where they actually, and China were very quick, eh? I mean, you know what kind of a society they are. I mean, Ninning, there's a hospital, Ninning, there's a helmet, Ninning, there's all these things to try and do that. And you bring it home and you're like, yo, are we capable of doing those things?
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.